Dig Out continues. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. Last week's massive winter storm crippling airline schedules across the U.S. as Western New York is slowly recovering.
This storm has tangled travel all over the country. Southwest Airlines has had to cancel more than 2,500 flights today. That's more than 60% of its schedule. And also other airlines have also had their troubles as well. And passengers, well, they've got caught up in it. Here in the Buffalo airport, they've had to continually push back the reopening date. Now they're scheduled to reopen tomorrow, mid-morning sometime. Roads here are still a complete mess, though travel bans are starting to lift here in Erie County. And one sign of normalcy is beginning to return. Supermarkets today should reopen.
Fox Weather's Max Gordon in Buffalo. At least 28 deaths in Western New York are connected to that storm. The United Nations human rights chief denouncing increasing restrictions on women's rights in Afghanistan, urging that country's Taliban rulers to reverse them immediately. The Taliban last week stopping university education for all women. There was some buzz for a short time last night that former Vice President Mike Pence had kicked off a 2024 White House run.
Pence has been mulling a 2024 presidential bid, but there's been no announcement. But it trended on Twitter, and some news outlets reported that he'd filed a statement of candidacy with the FEC. Not true, says the former Veep spokesman, suggesting that someone pranked pundits and journalists. There was a filing for a Mike Richard Pence, but previous real filings for Pence listed his first name as Michael, not Mike. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot estimated at about $565 million. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Arizona Republican candidate for Governor Carrie Lake may have to pay up for a load of legal fees after a lawsuit challenging her election loss was thrown out.
Carrie Lake and lawyers hit with a motion for sanctions filed by Maricopa County and Governor-elect Katie Hobbs. On Saturday, a judge said he found no intentional misconduct in the 2022 general election after a two-day trial. The county's motion for sanctions says enough really is enough. Hobbs is asking the court for nearly $40,000 in attorney fees she incurred, and possibly more, according to Elias Law Group, which represents Hobbs, saying there could be at least $450,000 in costs. This short list involves several other lawyers, including those in the county attorney's office, led by Republican Rachel Mitchell.
In Phoenix, Justin Lum, Fox News.
An arrest in New York City in connection with a pair of recent deaths. 35-year-old Roland Codrington was charged with two counts of murder and other charges in the deaths of a pediatrician in a Manhattan park and another man who had just left a bar in the East Village. Former Disney star Orlando Brown entering a plea on assault charges.
Orlando Brown pleaded not guilty to misdemeanor assault charges after an alleged altercation with a family member in Ohio. The former Disney star was taken into custody last week over a domestic violence incident. He was held on $25,000 bond. The former That's So Raven star was charged Friday with aggravated menacing, according to the LA Times. Authorities responded to a call in which they witnessed a verbal argument that they feared could turn violent. A relative, according to the police report, said Brown was acting crazy and came at him with a hammer and a knife in a threatening manner. Brown was invited into the home, according to the relative, because he's homeless and didn't want him in a homeless shelter. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The U.S. will allow Major League Baseball players from Cuba to represent their home country in next year's World Baseball Classic. I'm Paul Stevens, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.